Who do we throw about 10 or 15 minutes?
Okay.
All right, this is greeting. How would you greet somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Well, good morning still.
Mm-hmm. What would be the latest you would say that?
Noon.
Okay, then after that it's...
Yes, good afternoon.
After that?
Oh, good evening.
Do you greet people when you see them by saying good evening?
Yes.
You say good morning?
You say good evening, even when you're leaving, you still say, well, good evening.
Okay, what about after evening?
At night, you would say good evening, and even if you'll come up, you know, you'll say good evening or good night when you're departing,
mm-hmm.
but you'll say good evening when you are meeting someone, and you can see it when you're leaving at night.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, let's say, would be from 12 o'clock to maybe 7 o'clock mm-hmm. at night, and then after you'd say good evening and then good night
mm-hmm.
when departing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
are evening and night the same to you?
Not actually, but I suppose in practice here, it's about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. If you were leaving somebody during the day, what would you say?
During the day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, say, if a farmer gets out in the field before the sun comes up, you say he got out there before?
Day.
Or in other words?
Before the sun was up.
Mm-hmm.
Before
about
morning. Morning.
What about a word that contains the word sun? He got out before?
Sunrise.
Okay, and he stayed out until?
Sunset.
He got out so early he could see the sun.
Come up.
Or he
the sunrise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sun had already, by the time
risen.
He got out. Yeah. The sun at 6 o'clock.
Rose.
Okay. Let's see. If Tuesday is today, then Monday was...
Yesterday.
And Wednesday's?
Tomorrow.
See, if somebody came to see you, not this past Sunday, but the one before that,
mm-hmm.
you'd say he came to see you when?
Sunday before last.
Now, if he's coming to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one following, you'd say he's coming to see you?
Sunday after next.
Okay.
Sunday a week from now.
What about if somebody stayed at your house from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks. That's a fortnight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do people use that word around here?
Older people. Some older people. I mean, some people. Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
But not very many.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many. You hear about 2 weeks.
Okay. If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time is it? Or what time do you have?
And look at my
watch.
If it's exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
Midway between 7 and 8 o'clock. I suppose 7:30. I'm not sure.
Any other way of putting that?
Half past 7.
What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10? You say it's...
Quarter to 11.
Okay. Something you've been doing for a long time, you say you've been doing that for quite...
Some time, but quite a while.
1979 was last year, 1980 is...
This year.
Okay. And a child who's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's...
Just turned 3, he's 3 years old.
Okay. And something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened...
A year ago today.
And a few things about the weather, you might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those dark...
Clouds.
What kind of day would you call it if there are no clouds around, you got a blue sky, sunshine, you might say, well, I think we're going to have a
nice day.
But if it's the opposite, it's dark, and you might expect some rain, you say, yeah, looks like it's going to be a
gloomy day, bad day.